or seen something, or that he had, maybe, bumped into something as a young child. But I finally had somebody verify this story from Spider Kelly. Spider Kelly not only remembered Cone, he had often wondered what had become of him. Robert Cone was a member, through his father, of one of the richest Jewish families in New York, and through his mother, of one of the oldest. At the military school where he prepped for Princeton and played a very good end on the football team, no one had made him race conscious. No one had ever made him feel he was a Jew, and hence any different from anybody else, until he went to Princeton. He was a nice boy, a friendly boy, and very shy, and it made him bitter. He took it out in boxing, and he came out of Princeton with painful self-consciousness and the flattened nose, and was married by the first girl who was nice to him. He was married 5 years, had 3 children, lost most of the $50,000 his father left him, the balance of the estate having gone to his mother, hardened into a rather unattractive mold under domestic unhappiness with a rich wife. And just when he had made up his mind to leave his wife, she left him and went off with a miniature painter. As he had been thinking for months about leaving his wife, and had not done it because it would be too cruel.